who was it? Somebody. I don't remember who it was now. Had managed in the minor, played back in the J.W. Porter played back in the 50s.
The catcher.
Yeah.
Good one too.
Yeah, yeah. He managed for the Expos for a couple of years in the minors.
J.W. Porter. Yeah, I remember
and
him.
They gave him these pitch counts on the kids, and he said he couldn't understand. They started, I'd say, let him throw 40 pitches and take him out, and the next time maybe three or four starts down, let him go 50 pitches. And he said, you know, doggone it, you don't develop a strong arm by not throwing, you develop a strong arm by throwing.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said that was just, he was sorry he left baseball. He would love to have been in it, but he said that wasn't the way he thought it should be done.
Say, he got a big bonus to sign, too.
Yeah, I think he got it from the White Sox, didn't he?
White Sox, right.
Yeah.
Well, you know your baseball.
Yeah, he was, he's down in Florida now.
Uh-huh.
And he is a really, really nice fellow. I talked to him about a year or so ago. Well, Don, did you save souvenirs from your career?
No, you know, I had so many of them, I can't remember. I had jerseys, and a couple of jerseys, and a lot of hats. I really didn't say. I think a couple of bats I got, a few bats I had, and autograph. Oh, I had an autograph book. I don't know what happened to that. I don't know. I had. Well, you have that book. That you mean that red book? Oh, okay. I got that anyway.
Oh, good.
I had a picture. I had some pictures of me and Joe DiMaggio with his arm around me. I lost those someplace. I don't know what happened. Boy, I'd like to have those back.
Well, I bet.
Get a hold of a couple.
Oh, it sure is. It's amazing what things from your time are worth today.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
It's just, and the guys, I guess, you know, most of you didn't think about it.
Didn't think about it at all.
And one fellow told me, he said, even if he had thought about it, he would have felt silly going around asking everybody to sign all the balls and everything.
Yeah, that's true.
But I guess everybody does it today.
Oh, I sure.
How much fan mail do you get?
Well, I get about 10 letters a week, fan mail, something like that. About 10 a week.
See? That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It will pick up for a few weeks, like I said, after this. One fellow told me he'd get 6 or 8 a week, and the first 3 or 4 weeks after his interview appeared, he said he got close to 100 of them.
Uh-huh.
So it.
I just say that I'm sure glad you remembered me, and after probably a lot more ball players, a lot better than I was, could be worthy of this, you know.
Well, you know, I get to choose who I talk to, and if I'm going to do it, I'm going to talk to somebody that I want to talk to.
That's sure great. Yeah.
And
it's going to be in the magazine. Right?
It will, yes. Now let me ask you about that. It will. The usual time frame is 4 to 6 months after I send it in. So, you know, we're talking about. Yeah, how many would you like some copies of it?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
How many would you like?
What's the name of the magazine?
Sports Collector's Digest.
Sports Collector's Digest.
Yes.
You're on about 4 or 5 months,
right? Roughly. That's usually the time frame. Every once in a while, one of them will come out.
On the market.
Yeah, we'll send you whatever you want.
Yeah, that'd be
swell. If we, you know, you want 4, 5, 6, whatever you want.
Yeah, send me about 4 copies of that.
Okay, sure will.
I don't mind,
do you? If you would like, I will send you a copy of the interview before I send it to him to make sure that you approve of what I'm saying.
Approve everything I said.
So everything's okay?
Everything's fine.
Okay. You sure? Because I'll be very happy to send you a copy before I mail it into them.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's great. I'm glad you remembered me. It makes me feel good, you know.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it does, and I'm glad, you know, I've written some fellas that I remember as a kid. I wanted to, I was a fan, and but you know, I don't get an answer from them. And I really appreciate those of you who do answer and consent to an interview.
Pretty good ball player then, huh?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you think I was a pretty good ball player in my day, huh?
Well, I did. Yeah, I used to, I'd sit there faithfully, and every morning I'd go through the paper and look up the guys who I liked, and I'd write down every day what they did. And if it didn't agree with the Sunday paper, I knew the Sunday paper was wrong because I had followed it every day. And, yeah, you were one of them. You and Ray Boone was one of them, and Sherman Lawler you mentioned. You know, I'd have about 20 guys that I'd check every day to see what they did.
You know, I'm doing that myself. I follow Ken Griffey Jr.
Do you really?
I think he's going to be a superstar, isn't he?
He's something. He is really something.
He's something else, that kid.
Yeah, boy, I wish I had his future instead of my past, as they say.
I wish his future instead of my past.
Yeah, and we could go to the bank together, couldn't we?
And what's your first name again? I can't remember.
Brent, B-R-E-N-T.
Brent, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Brent. Hey, gee, that's cost you a lot of money, huh?
Well, no, I appreciate it, Don. I really do. Actually, it can't be more than $10 for the phone call, and that's no big deal. I really appreciate this.
You got anything? I mean, you got all you want now,
right? I think so. Oh, well, let me ask you one more quick question. Do you have any regrets from your career?
Well, I'd say if I'd probably laid off the sauce a little more, I could probably have been maybe a lot better.
Yeah, I'm sure that had to hurt.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of guys in my boat, too, you know.
Oh, there's some of them that just washed completely out.
Yeah, because I would say that cut me maybe 2-3 years off my big league career and maybe 20 wins, something like that. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how that goes.
That's a shame.
Well, that's okay. Hey, I'm fine now.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I'm doing the best I can.
That's all anybody can do.
I get a little pension and Social Security, and I'm doing the best I can.
Are you retired?
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't do anything.
Okay, well, that's good.
I wasn't trained for nothing else except baseball. It was my whole life, you know.
Yeah.
But it was.
Yeah, well, it's a good life for a lot of guys.
It is, if you treat it right.
Yeah, well, that's true of anything, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Don, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate this.
Send that one that comes out.
Yeah, we'll send you 4 or 5. Yeah.
If you need anything else, just drop me a line. I'll help you.
Thank you, Don, very, very much. All right. Good night, sir.
Monday, 6:45 p.m.